Now, I'm here because 2 weeks ago I talked a bit about giving money at St. Patrick's. And once again, I'm saying this is really for people who regularly come to St. Patrick's. If you're visiting or you're new, just sort of contemplate something deep and spiritual for a little bit. You should have received an envelope, and we've asked you to respond to those if you are a regular member. But I thought it'd be useful also to set out one area which we spend a lot of money on, and that is staffing at St. Patrick's. Because every once in a while, somebody will say, why do you employ staff at St. Patrick's? And of course, that's not a question that all of you are particularly worried about. I think very few of you go along to Sainsbury's and say, why do they employ staff here at Sainsbury's? Most organisations need it. But I thought I'd set out just a little bit about why we do. And really, there are three reasons why we need to employ staff. Then we need to think about what they do, and then how do we make sure that they do it. Well, why do we employ staff? Well, the first thing is simply to do with size. I'm going to tell you a little story about a little church. And in this little church, there were just a few members, and everyone knew each other, and everyone got on, and they all got on with the same work together. And then God blessed this little church, and it became a bit bigger. And so, as it grew bigger, people still sort of knew each other, but it meant that they could start up different groups, maybe for different people, some for the children, some for the elderly, and so on. And each group had a real sense of where it was going. But as you can see, sometimes it was going in slightly different directions from one another. And so the church family decided, why don't we choose a leader, and they will help resource those different groups, help the different people know each other, and make sure that the church as a whole is going in the same direction. But then the Lord blessed the church again, and it grew even bigger. And now there are many groups, and now not everyone in the church knew each other very, very well. They knew some people very well, but others not so well, because it was of a size. And all the different groups grew, but then they started having different aims, some of which came in conflict with each other. And because now nobody knew everyone, there was some consequence of that. It meant that a few people ended up doing a lot of work because people knew they were very, very good. But there were also some people who felt that they weren't being used because no one knew about their gifts. And that had a bad consequence. Everything became confused. So what did the church do? Well, in its wisdom, it decided to choose more leaders who would help coordinate things, would help make sure that we carried on with our goal of obeying the Lord's commission in Matthew 28, verse 19, to make more disciples. So there's a simple reason that St. Patrick's is of a size where we need to have leaders to coordinate the work. But then you might ask the question, well, why do we need to pay those leaders? We haven't in the past. Well, that's a very good question. And the main reason for that is people's busyness. People are more busy than they used to be. In particular, people in families within households. As opposed to 30, 40 years ago now, of course, most households, both parents work. Whereas before, you might have somebody who wasn't and was available to do this coordinating work in church. Now, many households find that only one of the parents is a Christian. Many households now only have one parent in the household, and they are incredibly busy. But you might say, well, what about the retired? Well, here's the irony. Retired grandparents are increasingly finding themselves not free to do things in church because they're looking after the grandchildren because both the parents are off at work. And so there are more demands on everyone's life. And so in practice, we can't rely on volunteers to do all that work of leadership. We have to employ people. Also, because every one person has less free time, it means we need more volunteers, which is a greater work of coordination. But the third reason is because we need to grow disciples. The main focus of St. Patrick's is not on the activities of the church, but on the lives of those who come to church. We're not about the maintenance of a static institution, but the transformation of a transforming community founded on Christ. So what do our staff do? Well, we have Rachel in the office, who is like the glue or the hub of the church, who keeps communication going and stops the vicar going off on complete tangents. And her work is vital. We also have an assistant minister, and his work includes overseeing youth work, working with the small groups, and helping us to serve the Lord both in our outside of St. Patrick's and in St. Patrick's. And we also employ a children's and family minister, whose responsibility is looking after children's work, working with the parents and toddlers with whom we have good connections in the week, and also developing our work with families, and in particular maybe parenting work. So that's their responsibilities. How do they do it? Well, they do it mainly by equipping others. They aren't there, we don't employ them so much to do the work for us, but to help us do the work. The reason for that is twofold. One is, it stops us getting to a growth ceiling. If we employ people to do all the work, we limit how much work can be done. But if we employ people to help us do the work, as the church grows, the work can grow. But also because it's a biblical principle. In Ephesians 4, verse 11 to 12, it says this: "It was the Lord who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ might be built up." So the real mark of success in our staff is when we see others doing the work. Also, they work by being relational. We are a community and not an organisation. And through discipling, through helping us follow Jesus more wholeheartedly. Some of that is visible. If you go to the children's work now or Pathfinders, you will see T and Judy over there. If you go into the office, you'll see Rachel. But most of it is unseen. It's one-to-one work or small group work. So how does the church monitor what the staff do? Well, they do that by making sure that they have the meanest, ugliest, toughest line manager you have ever seen. And that is the vicar. It is my job to make sure that they work. And I expect the staff at St. Patrick's to work hard, but not because they're paid to do the work. I expect them to work hard because they are about the Lord's work. And that's what matters. And that is why I expect myself to work hard. And it's why I expect you to work hard for the Lord, no less than the staff. What's the difference then? Well, for you, your work for the Lord is primarily outside of the activities of St. Patrick's, in your homes, in your work, in your community, down your street with your friends, with those who aren't your friends. We employ the staff to make their primary area of serving the Lord within the church activities of St. Patrick's. So I hope that helps you understand why we employ staff at St. Patrick's, and give you hopefully fresh confidence to give money towards that work. If you have any other questions, do come and ask me at some other time.